So this year, I know I saw you out that day. It was a pretty lousy day to be out and about. Was it a tough day to count birds?
It was a very tough day for counting birds. You know, poor visibility, you know, noisy, so it was hard to hear them, to attract you to where they were. And I'm sure a lot of the birds were hunkering down somewhere instead of being out flying around.
You had pretty good participation. It looks like a number of volunteers and other people counting at feeders.
Yeah, we had a good turnout. You know, we did it the approach a little differently this year, where it was mostly individuals or household groups that were out doing the surveys or people in pods. So, you know, we I think on the feeders we had like 10 people that were contributing. And then as far as people out in the field, we had a total of 16 people out. We broke it into smaller areas so that the smaller groups could survey it. And yeah, it worked out well, even though we didn't get a lot of birds sighted. The total number of birds, we still got 55 species total, which is pretty fair. I think our long-term average is somewhere around 49 or 50. Total number of birds, which was 5,700 some, is, let's say, below average. The water birds is where most of those come from, especially long-tailed ducks, the gulls, the scoters. And all of those were below average this year. The long-tailed ducks, we had a total of 1,270. I can't tell you the average is off the top of my head, but it's probably closer to, say, you know, 2,500, 3,000. And then we've had up to close to 6,000. And actually, the very next day on Sunday, there was a ball of feed at the mouth of the Narrows, and I bet we saw close to 4,000, maybe 5,000 long-tailed ducks on Sunday morning. But Saturday was the count day. That's the number we use.
That's how it works. Okay. Any unusual species, strays, or something you haven't seen before?
Well, nothing we haven't seen before. It was pretty quiet that way. I guess if you want to call them unusual, more unusual, birds that we don't see very often would have been the yellow-billed loon. We had an anise hummingbird. We're starting to get those pretty much every Christmas bird count now. During count week, the western screech owl was heard, and an American robin was seen. And we don't get them very often, but a northern goshawk was spotted during count week, and it was actually in somebody's backyard, and they saw it taking a collared dove. So we did. We're down one collared dove and up one northern goshawk.
Do you ever go back and look at the historic data from Petersburg and look for trends or anything, or things that have really changed dramatically?
We do, and that's also a big part of what they use it for nationally, is looking at trends. And I haven't gone back and looked at this very much. I can say that we had a high count for chestnut-backed chickadees this year. We had 124 chickadees. And I looked at that real briefly, and over the past, you know, 30, 40 years, the chickadee count has been increasing. Last year was a high count previous to this, and we had 120. And the year before that, it was something like 80. I can't remember the exact number. But they've been generally increasing, or the chickadees here. So I find that interesting. But, yes, it can be used for trends.
And what else to highlight about this year's count?
Well, I mean, nothing real newsworthy, I don't think, this year. I mean, and Joe, I think of topics sometimes. I mean, I know people talk about window strikes. You know, I know somebody had an owl hit their window just last week, and there's been other birds people talk about hitting their windows. But there are some things to be done about that.
What are some quick, easy tips that you would recommend?
For bird strikes on windows, one thing is the placement of the bird feeder. If it's really close to the window, like right up against the window, then they don't have the speed going, so there's not as much impact, and they're not as likely to die. They might still hit the window, but it won't kill them. It won't be fatal. Or if the bird feeder is like 25 feet, 20 feet away from the window, it typically will not even come up to the windows as much. So that's just placement of bird feeders. Also, there's things you can do, the treatments on the window. And stickers may help, but they've done some studies that show the spacing between whatever it is you're using them to put in front of the window so they see it needs to be about a 4-inch spacing, 3.5 inches to 4.25 inches. And that'd be a lot of stickers. So one thing is vertically hanging strings. And there are some companies that sell things, but that's also an easy thing to make. And I've got some designs on that. I could post it on the Petersburg Birders Facebook page.